that is faster than light. How well I remember the smell of the air late in September when you offered the dare. The night was pitch black, but I didn't scare. They call you a user, I don't.
He lasted a hit in 1976 with a song called Concrete and Clay. Now he's back with a new single on Elton John's Rocket record label, and nice one too for Randy Edelman called Nobody Made Me. 9:22, 22 minutes past 9, and four more star signs to go. Okay. Starting off with Capricorn, you can set the pace of things according to your own requirements. Laying down rules and conditions comes easy to you. At the present time, you're the bossy sort, in other words. That doesn't say that here, by the way. I was adding that in there, in case you wondered, in case you thought our landlady was being a little bit nasty on that. She wasn't. I just added that. I'm sorry. I apologize. However, events suggest that you might be adopting too hard an approach and alienating friend and foe alike. This is not the time to pull rank. Relations with the opposite sex should be dealt with delicately. There's also romance in the air, and a social evening is highlighted. Okay, that's Capricorn. Aquarius, a dull start to the week changes dramatically. At first, you might find that things you want to do just do not turn out right. So at this stage, perhaps the motto should be less effort and less hassle. The likelihood of a visitor whom you expect not turning up could not be discounted. An upswing of events is shown from Thursday onwards. Freedom to pursue an ambitious interest is presented as a result of new and surprising social conditions. So something which you've always wanted to do could become a reality for you a little bit later on, Aquarius. Pisces, indications point to you taking on a new phase related to educational interests. Perhaps this is associated with your job. Your ability to put into practice some imaginative concepts is highlighted at this time. What other people might consider somewhat up in the air, you are willing to put to the test. If you avoid an initial dampening of enthusiasm at the outset of the week, you can turn a lot of things to your advantage. And your best day is round about Thursday. The weekend can secure certain ambitions related to the home front. That's Pisces and Aquarius, finally in this sponge. If you want to study some subject, wish to put a lot of time and mental energy into it, perhaps you should avoid quick decisions. Initially, you may have to work harder than expected. A friend may trust some extra responsibility your way. Be prepared. And you could also prove to have a most difficult day around midweek. A quick change of plans on your part is necessary. Try not to let noisy opposition deter you. There's likely to be around about Thursday your best day. Action rather than talk heralds success. So less talk and more action, and you could be a successful person, Aries. Okay. Four more star signs to go. We shall have them a little bit later on. It's 24 minutes past 9.
Yesterday's favorites.
Then she goes with her nose in the air. Funny how love can be. Wonder why she pretends I'm not there. Funny how love can be, girl. Funny how.
또 보름 다시 본다는데 다큐멘터리 오다가 기억을
piece of music, a combination of Sakamoto and Japan. The two members of Japan, David Sylvian and Steve Jansen, and Sakamoto for that one, number 27 in the charts this week, rather unusual indeed, called Bamboo Music. It's 29 minutes away from 10, and a look at the headlines. The International Monetary Fund remains troublesome despite some progress in controlling inflation. In its annual report, the IMF said inflation remains too high, growth is low, and unemployment is high and rising. In Beirut, the withdrawal of PLO guerrillas continues today, and 1,000 men are expected to leave by sea for South Yemen. An intensive Gardaí search is going on in North Kerry after the theft over the weekend of over 100 shotguns and rifles and some ammunition from a shop in Castle Island. And a man is expected to appear in court in Dublin today in connection with the murder of a woman at a post office in County Down 3 months ago. That's it. We'll have more headlines for you at 10 o'clock. Weather-wise, starting off cloudy with some rain, although it will be dry later on today with sunny intervals.
Modern Electric, the Rock Middleton. Modern Electric, the Rock Middleton. Modern Electric, the Rock Middleton. For black and white and color portable TVs, for sharp in-car entertainment, Pioneer Hi-Fi, and video films, with the best video film collection in East Cork. Modern Electric, the Rock Middleton. Remember, if you need it, we have it. And if we haven't got it, then you don't need it. So why not visit Modern Electric, the Rock Middleton, today?
Stuart Scott.
The music.
Don't you feel like trying something new? Don't you feel like breaking out or breaking us in two? You don't do the things that I do. You wanna do things I can't do. Always something breaking us in two. You and I could never.
He always makes some nice records, doesn't he? Joe Jackson and his latest single called Breaking Us In Two. Obviously, his jive image was not successful, so he's reverted to his old style of music, and I must say I'm quite glad, because I didn't quite like the jazz phase, which he... Joe Jackson's Jumping Jive, that's what it was called. Never quite liked that, actually. And his older type of music is much better. Nice to see him back at that at the moment. At 9:37 on Eastside Radio, and a reminder also later on today about the live outside broadcast we shall be doing from Perky Bear's Fun Fair in Yaw. That should be interesting, eh? So we'll be along there later on today in the afternoon, doing live programmes and speaking to a few of the people there. So if you'd like to come along to that, it should be very interesting indeed. Look forward to seeing you there. Okay, that's in the Perky Bears Fun Fair in Yaw later on today. I must have a shot in the Dodge Rooms, actually. I haven't been on them for years and years and years. They're causing havoc all over the place. Here's Madness, number 10 this week in the chart, and Driving In My Car. I've been driving in my car.
been much, but I've been far. I drive back to Maswell Hill. I've even been to Selsey-ville. I drove along the A45. I had her at 258. This copper stopped me the other day. Your mistake, what could I say? The tyres were a little worn. They were okay, I could have sworn. I like driving in my car. I'm satisfied I've got this far.
Number 10 in the charts this week, Complete Madness from the band, of course, themselves. And typical Madness style too, that one called Driving in My Car. What a bunch of loonies they are. Good fun though, aren't they? Four more star signs to go to complete our stargazing for today. Start off with Taurus. No matter how diplomatic you will try to be, this week events augur a strong resistance to your influence. Perhaps you should shelve controversial issues for the time being. Don't let your job get you down. Do what is necessary without getting too involved. Social interests might be sidetracked and relations with friends strained if you get serious about work. An overambitious role might bring about a change in which you are not ready to handle. Be careful regarding promises you made. You may find people change their minds rather quickly. Okay, Taurus, be watching for people changing their minds. Gemini, this is a time to put your plans into definite action. If you persist in looking for loopholes, those plans will most likely remain at the ideas level. Start the week off on an optimistic note. Act with positive confidence. A setback might occur on Thursday. Environmental conditions might not suit you. If so, don't hang around. You can influence those with power to do the right kind of stuff in your favour. So if you want something done your way, you have the influence at the moment. Okay, Gemini. And Cancer, the first half of this week is likely to present itself as an uphill climb. Everybody wants you to do everything. Be selective and do only what is reasonable. Otherwise, half-done jobs will pile up on you. You may have to say no, even though that makes you somewhat unpopular. I'll say that again. You may have to say no, even though it makes you somewhat unpopular. Watch for this and keep a low profile. Friday sees you gaining the advantage provided you are not talked out of it. So don't let anyone with the gift of the gab have a word with you, Cancer. And finally, Leo, don't dismiss minor details during the week. They could result in the unattractive habit of tripping you up. Be prepared to conform a little more than is usual for you. Pull out the stops when it comes to praising someone else for their efforts. You will find that circumstances in your job change for the better if you adopt such an attitude. You'll have to step out of the limelight, but don't worry, it's only for a short time. Thursday is your best day, and if it's your birthday, that's better again. So if you're celebrating a special day on a Thursday, then everything's going well for you, Leo. Okay, so you can watch for that. And though it's it'll be in Virgo territory. I'm reading the wrong ones here. Oh, forget about that. Anyway, so you can stay out the limelight for so long and step out of there, and it's your advantage. That's it for the moment. All the stars for today. Once again, we hope you found some guidance there, although I get a little bit mixed up towards the end. That should have been Virgo, actually, saying Thursday is your best day, and if it's your birthday, it's better again. Virgo, you follow what I mean. Jolly good. I'm missing out the birthday today spot, getting mixed up. We hope you found some guidance there. If you did, then don't take them too seriously, you know. We wouldn't like to be held responsible for anything. Francoise Hardy, and this one from 1965.
All over the world, people must meet and part. There's someone like me feeling a pain. Same white star.
great stuff indeed. I must admit, I love the French accent, don't you? In 1965, Françoise Hardy, and that one, which is lovely, called All Over the World. In fact, if you ever hear Françoise singing in French itself, then I think you'll really find it most enjoyable indeed, because she really is quite a lovely singer, and not a bad-looking lady either. And I don't know actually what she's doing these days. She was very big during the 60s, I suppose still singing away, unless something drastic has happened, which we hope hasn't. So I would expect she's still doing concerts and stuff like that, and making records, I would say, although I haven't heard of her for a long time. 9:46 on East Side Radio. Stuart Scott with you till 10 today with the Breakfast Programme. Nice to have you along. This one's standing at number 11 in this week's Top 40 for Tight Fit. This song called Secret Heart. Tight Fit standing at number 11 in this week's chart, also 11 last week, so that one, a very lazy record, because not doing much at all, just staying there. And that one called Secret Heart, it's 10 minutes away from 10.
The Old Thatch Killer telephone, 024-5116. For a relaxing drink in comfortable surroundings or an excellent meal, call to the Old Thatch Killer. They also have lunch daily, so for a great night out or your daily lunch, call to the Old Thatch Killer, where the friendly people are.
You've got the radio, we've got the music.
East Side Radio.
Sounds like you want to hear.
This is number one.
still standing at that number one position. I wonder when that one's going to get toppled off, eh? Doing rather well indeed from the LP called To Roy, eh? Kevin Rowland and Dexy's Midnight Runners and the Emerald Express 2, that one called Come On Eileen. 6 minutes away from 10, news headlines up and coming at 10 o'clock, so stay tuned for those. One of the best LPs, or albums as they call them, LPs, that's a very old term for those albums, I should say. One of the best albums going around at the moment is Stevie Winwood's LP called Talking Back to the Night. So I thought I'd play a track from that. My favourite track, which you probably heard me play quite a bit, is this one called Valerie. Stevie Winwood, Axel Traffic and Humble Pie from the early 1970s, those were the bands whom he made big during those years. That's his LP called Talking Back to the Night, and that track called Valerie, 1.5 minutes away from 9, or 10 actually. Some instrumentals to take us up to 10, then news headlines, okay, so stay tuned. Thank you. Transmitting from Cork on 225 metres, 1305 kHz on medium wave, also on 102 FM, this is Eastside Radio at 10 o'clock. And a look at the headlines to this hour. The International Monetary Fund remains troublesome despite some progress in controlling inflation. In its annual report, the IMF says inflation remains too high, growth is low, and unemployment is high and rising. It says the industrialized countries are stalled in a prolonged period of slow growth. In Beirut, the withdrawal of Palestinian guerrillas continues today, and 1,000 men are expected to leave by sea for South Yemen. A ship with another 1,000 guerrillas was allowed to sail yesterday after Israel got assurance from America that jeeps on board would be unloaded before reaching Tunisia. An intensive Gardaí search is going on in North Kerry after the theft over the weekend of over 100 shotguns and rifles and some ammunition from a shop in Castle Island. A number of guns were found in a cemetery in Churchill, County Kerry yesterday. And a man is expected to appear in court today in Dublin in connection with the murder of a woman at a post office in County Down 3 months ago. It's understood the RUC is seeking the man's extradition to the north. And a look at the weather. It will remain mainly dry with sunny intervals during the afternoon, although with the possibility of some rain towards this evening. That's the news and weather to this hour. It's 1.5 minutes past 10. More news headlines for you at 11.